Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel quiet. I feel, is my mic on or am I just feeding off of Caitlin?
Yeah, your mic's not on.
Yeah. Can we turn it on?
Hey, Megan's mic's not on. Gonna be, none of their talking is going to be
in. Yeah, I got it.
Bye.
Okay, great.
Theme song again or somewhere. Just put it somewhere. Fuck.
What's your excuse?
Well,
I'm here. I have a podcast. Speaking of which, hello.
Hello.
Welcome
to What's Your Excuse?
The podcast.
I am Megan.
And I am Caitlin. And this is a podcast where we tell you why we're weird, why we're messed up, why we're spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good, I think.
Good.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think. Eastside was fun. Mm-hmm. I had a good time there. I feel like my kids did well at their competition.
Oh, yeah.
So that was nice. And, today the other band directors at that school were taking bets on what my natural hair color was.
No.
Because they were like, I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Because they don't see your eyebrows?
Yeah. But they figured, well, one was right.
Oh, yeah.
I settled the argument for
good
them.
Job.
So that was fun. Another friend asked me today how I am, and I was like, well, I'm pretty much just immersed in my anime. That's all I've been doing. I'm rewatching it again now.
Jesus.
That's right. I spent my stimmy on some.
You spent it all?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like,
no.
Dude.
But I did buy me a nice little hoodie that has Bokuto and Akashi on it, and it's going to be real cute. I got it in 2X, so it'd be real comfy.
Great.
And then I got, oh, yeah, that's right. Then I bought a Tendo uniform, It's Chiyo Torizawa school uniform, or their volleyball uniform, number 5. And I'm excited for that to come in. It's probably going to fit like crap because it was $20 after shipping. So it's probably going to just be garbage.
This is a wish situation.
But I'm still excited.
Yeah.
So, and you had to buy it as a set.
Oh.
So.
You bought me one too.
Yeah. No, but like the top and the shorts. And so I couldn't choose different sizes.
No, it's not going
to
fit.
And so I was like, well, I don't want the top to be like so big on me, but I was like, but my butt is so much bigger than my top. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, we're going to get the large and hope that that fits my hips. It probably won't. But I was like, I'm going to be swimming in the top if I get the extra large. So
yeah,
I'm just hoping. And then if not, I'll just not eat for a week or something, you know?
Great.
I'm joking, kind of. No,
Jesus.
I love food.
Yeah.
I told my friend, I was like, yeah, you know, let me read the exact message because I framed it well. And then he was just like, good.
Great.
What was it? He said, what's going on in your world? And this was Mads. He used to be a donor for Patreon donor.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, a donor, what kind of donor? Mm-hmm. But I put mainly just obsessing over fictional anime characters and crying because they aren't real. Jesus. And I said my whole sexual orientation is just towards 2D characters now. And they were like, oh, right. And I put, so in other words, I'm pretty numb and unimpressed with the world around me.
Great. Beautiful.
So I don't know if I should, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going to a fictional world because it's better than this one.
I think that's called dissociating.
Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Dr. Longbaby will just be like,
you're fine.
My rash is breaking out real bad on my face.
Oh, shit. I needed to call them today.
I'm going to see him tomorrow. You want me to talk to him for you?
Well.
Got an appointment at 8 in the morning.
To refill my antidepressants.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost out, too.
After today.
They never give me refills on them because.
Well, they're still trying to figure yours out.
Well, also, I had one doctor tell me, we won't give you these because we think you're at a higher risk of suicide.
Huh.
And so they're like, if we give you refills, you could fill them all at once and then take them all. Stuff.
Why can you fill them all at once?
Well, I could probably go to different pharmacies or something and just be like, here you go. I don't know.
That's weird.
Because or I could be the pharmacies are supposed
to be. Yeah, the pharmacies are supposed to be calling to verify.
Who knows? But she told me that. And so I was like, oh, cool. I guess that makes sense.
Fair enough.
But I never have refills on them. Yeah. Got refills on my birth control.
Good.
So that's good.
It's important.
I've been real good about taking my medicine.
Proud of you.
Take it almost on time.
Progress.
But I haven't missed a day.
That's good. That's so what's important.
That is. Yep. I'll miss it by about 2 hours occasionally.
That's okay.
But better than 24.
That's right. That's right.
Anyways, how was your week?
It was all right. I don't remember what I did.
I only have a memory of 3 days.
Yeah.
Anything past that?
Was fun. Go I have on. A nice rectangular sunburn on the middle of my chest.
I touched it.
Great. my voice sounds very tired.
Beautiful.
We did get to see some of Ryan's oldest friends last week.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So that was nice. Got to chat with them.
They come into town or yeah, I don't know why y'all would have gone out of town.
They, well, one of their fathers passed away two weeks
right.
ago.
Yes.
And so
you told me that.
We were hanging out with them quite a bit. So that's pretty much it. I mean, yeah, that's it. School.
Yeah.
Eastside. I bought so much stuff at Eastside though.
Oh, me too. Well, I bought 2 things, so I guess.
I bought a lot of things.
Yeah.
I bought a candle. I bought some Earthstrung.
Yeah, I bought some Earthstrung too.
Bought a bunch of crystals.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
you got them in your pocket.
Yeah. What else did I get?
I didn't get to go walk around.
Yeah. I walked around. Well, when I went to the bathroom is when I bought the candle. And then Earthstrung, we were right across from each other.
Yeah.
And then the crystal guy, he came up to me and was talking to me, and I gave him something off my table because it's something that I made that, like, never sells. It's been on my table for, like, 3 or 4 months. And so I was like, just take that, please. And he was like, well, now I have to give you something from my table. And I was like, all right, great.
Please.
And he came back and gave me just a shitload of crystals. And then I was like, wait, I need more.
And
bought some more. What else? I was worried though, because at one point I saw someone looking at the thing that I gave him, and I was like, you have to try and sell what I just gave you. So then I gave him another one. So, you know, I don't know. It's just shit that, like, doesn't sell.
And so, yeah.
Just take it.
I guess.
Yeah. What else am I going to do with it? It doesn't sell. I just fart it out. So,
fart it right out.
Really? Well, it's little pyramids that, like, when I have leftover resin, I just pour it into that mold.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not, you know, there's no importance behind it. It's
just,
it was leftover epoxy anyways.
Yeah.
So here, take it. I was surprised that I did not sell any of the divinity trays that I made.
Me too.
the moon phase ones.
Yeah.
My sister thinks it's because they need a rebranding because Waco and Divinity anything. Mm. So I guess just moon phase trays now.
Moon phase tray. Moon tray.
That's right. Moon trays.
Moon tray.
So.
Sorry. They were dope. People be missing out.
I like them. I think they're very cute. Mm-hmm.
Sign you get to keep that one, though.
Yeah. I'm worried that I'll tell you afterwards. Okay. After we're off air. But do you want to tell them what we're going to discuss today?
Yeah. Also, I feel like, well, okay. I don't know how to approach it, but like, I feel like since last week we talked about like Japanese mm-hmm. culture and influences and stuff like that, I feel like we would be wrong to not mention what's going on in the world right
yes.
now. And so I was thinking about that the whole time, and when I was listening back to it, and I was like, mm-hmm. fuck, we should have said something.
Yeah.
And I mean, we didn't. And so now we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't know much what else to say, but like, stop being fucking ignorant.
Yeah.
Like, it is sickening
yeah.
to me that this is occurring, still is, will probably still occur. Mm-hmm. And
all forms of racism, bigotry,
yeah.
anything are disgusting.
And they shouldn't exist.
It yeah. And there needs to be more vocalization and more honesty about racism against people of Asian descent.
Mm-hmm. And people need to be held accountable mm-hmm. for it. So
speak like, up. If you hear your friend saying something, speak the fuck up mm-hmm. because it's offensive. And, you know, it. Unfortunately, it seems as though our previous administration, you know, when you walk around calling a pandemic the China virus,
yeah.
you're not going against racism.
No.
You're fully feeding into it and
exactly.
fully feeding into a bigotry that need not exist.
Yeah.
And
you may think that you're, like, it's not harmful, but it is.
Yeah.
And because it has caused the exact incidents that are occurring right now mm-hmm. and all the brutality and killings that have been happening against people of Asian descent, it's just like, I mean, it stems from literally that. Like one yeah. guy, the guy who did all the shootings in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Didn't he had a shirt or something that mm-hmm. said like, it's a fucking Chinese, China yeah. virus or yeah. something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, like you can't even begin to admit or like, yeah. pretend that that wasn't your intention. Like, you know that that's fully what you intended to do.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. I just felt we had to throw that in there because we're not typically quiet on
yeah.
social issues.
And to be honest, I think I enjoy very much our social commentary mm-hmm. episodes.
Me too.
Because I do like to talk about these things.
Yeah.
And be honest and be upfront and be very vocal. It's just, it almost takes your breath away
mm-hmm.
to know that there is still that kind of ignorance that stems from the person who had the highest power in the land.
Yep.
And I'm not, here's yep. the other thing. I'm not saying he made people racist. What I am saying is that he did embolden people to come out of their hiding spots.
Yeah. He made an environment where they felt safe enough to speak and act the way yeah. that they have always yeah. felt.
And I'll tell you what's coming next is more Mexican racism mm-hmm. with what's going on right now. I can tell you right now, that is what's coming in Texas.
Yeah.
And that, not so much for me, because as we've said before, I'm very white passing, but for people that I love, people that we both love, people, mm-hmm. you know, I'm sure everyone who listens to us has someone that they love that is of Hispanic descent or Asian descent or any descent that is not
Jacob says
middle-aged white man who is privileged. I think Jacob is just a fine human being.
He's pretty great. He saluted us.
It's going to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that everyone who listens to us or everyone who is friends with us knows that they can come to us in those moments of fear and those moments of vulnerability.
For sure.
So.
And then, I mean, questions. If any of y'all are not sure of something, whether or not you're doing is just wrong. I mean, and then also us. Like, I'm fucking not perfect. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And I've got years of deep-seated shit in me that I actively try to work against and that I just heard growing up and stuff that I didn't realize was bad. And so, I mean, we all have to learn and grow together and work actively. There's no any being passive at all is helping it.
Yeah.
And so you have to actively fight against it.
Well, and I think my biggest thing is like, if someone tells you that something is offensive or racist, don't defend why you've done it.
No. Yeah.
You just say, oh, I'm so sorry. I will do my best to do better.
Yeah.
I will be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, you know, admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I've done it. There have been things that I have said in my, you know, in my youth where I let me rephrase that. I have not said anything like wildly offensive, but it's things that I don't realize are, what's the word? Microaggressions.
Yeah.
And the first time that someone called me out on it, of course I got defensive and I was like, no, that's not what I mean. But now that I'm older and I'm seeing what the world is becoming, when someone tells me like, hey, we really don't like that.
Yeah.
I go like, oh shit, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you could do. And I think that's all people are asking you to do.
Yeah.
Is acknowledge it and try to be better.
Mm-hmm.
They're not expecting perfection.
No.
We just want you to try to just be better.
Just try to be a piece of fucking shit.
Like that reminds me,
don't
honestly.
Don't be garbage.
A friend of mine told me that at the time he was transitioning to become female.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, and I said, okay, I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. I just want to like heads up it. I've known you since you were 14 by this name. If I fuck up, it's not out of disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me though, please. And I think that that's a big step to go. I'm going to fuck up.
Yeah.
Correct me. Mm-hmm. Don't make them feel bad for correcting you.
Mm-mm.
Anyone.
Race, yeah.
Transgender, anything. Any kind of identity. Don't make people feel bad for speaking up for themselves.
Yeah.
Because that's gross.
It is.
And when you try to gaslight someone for speaking their mind, you're being gross.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agreed. Well stated.
Yeah. So, stop Asian hate. Mm-hmm. Stop racism.
Yeah.
It's all gross. And you look gross when you do it.
That's right.
And you are gross when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And disgusting.
Look, talk to your friends and see if they need someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a hard time.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Everyone stay safe.
Yes. And know that you are loved.
Mm-hmm.
Not by me, but by someone, I'm sure. Yes, you're loved by me. Maybe. But do you want to tell them what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. So today we were both like trying to.
Wait, I changed my mind.
Okay. What?
Okay. I want to, not about what we're going to talk about.
Oh, I was like, fuck, Megan, I didn't prepare. I was like,
no,
this can't happen.
I'm going to tell them what we're going to talk about because I also have an idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We are going to talk about ghost stories, right? And we're going to read kind of a list of great ghost stories. But I think that we would be remiss if we did not tell our favorite childhood ghost story. Do you have one?
That again, like happened to me?
No, just like a urban legend, a myth, you know, a ghost story that you heard as a child.
You go first. I'll remember mine.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mine was from when I was a kid. My mom, during summers, she worked. And so we would go and spend the days with my grandmother. And she would make us do book reports. She would take us to the library and make us check out a book and do a book report.
I did that on my own for fun. I literally made this one book that was shaped like a pyramid Egyptian pyramids.
We did not have to make dioramas. Yeah. We just had to write a book report.
Yeah, I would also write. But I mean, it was like... I wrote the book report inside and like made it all about, it was bad.
So I checked out a book of spooky stories. I can't remember what the book was called.
Oh, I can remember mine now.
And My favorite one to read was The Girl with the Scarf.
Yeah, that's so that was immediately what popped into my head as well.
Yeah. Yes.
The little ribbon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she got married and her husband, well, she met this boy when she was young.
Yeah.
She always wore a ribbon around her neck. Mm-hmm. And then as they got older, they kept dating and he would always ask her to take off the ribbon or ask her why she wore it. And then they got married and he would always ask her and she never took the ribbon off. And then she got old. They had a child, still never took the ribbon off. She got old and sick and he said, please, will you take the ribbon off just once for me?
Didn't he say, if you love me something, you'll take the ribbon off too? Yeah. And it's like,
That's manipulative. And she took it off and her fucking head fell off because a ribbon, because human anatomy works that a ribbon will hold your skull
Keep your head on. So lesson to those, if you get decapitated, tie a ribbon around it.
Go to Joanne's.
It will fix it.
You need to have a friend who's a seamstress around you at all times, mm-hmm. just in case you get decapitated.
It probably just needs to be, you know, like a quarter, 3/4 inch thick or something. Yeah. Maybe an inch.
Go full inch. Just
to cover the edges.
Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is tie it in a knot, in a bow.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Make it cute.
Yeah.
You don't even get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can pick any color you want. Red would help with the blood, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume will be spewing from your neck. I would go red. Or black. Maybe it won't show. Aesthetic. That's true. So.
It's like a period panties.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your one option.
Yeah.
Two options.
That's my favorite.
I do love that one.
I have to get my purse.
Oh.
Hang on. I have to text Ryan.
Okay.
But you can talk. I can still hear you.
No, you can't.
Without the headphones on, as it turns out.
Well, really, okay, first off, I read all the Goosebumps and stuff growing up, and then any and all Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Those were my fave.
Choose Your Own Adventure Scary Stories. I loved those.
I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
But, I mean, trying to pick one, there was one Goosebumps. I can't remember the fucking name of it now, but I just remember that this guy was like, well, I guess it was a kid, huh? A kid was helping out at this inn that I guess was maybe close towards a lighthouse. And I remember that there was a dumb waiter and he opened it and there was like a severed head in it. And
beautiful.
He was like, and then there was a ghost who was waiting for her husband to return or something from sea. And she like would rock in the rocking chair by the window. Maybe I'm confusing this with him. No, that it was a Goosebumps. If any of you know what it is, it was cool. This one isn't, it isn't a ghost story, but it was in Scary Stories.
Are you talking about multiple stories?
No, that was one.
Oh, okay.
That was all one story.
Wow.
It was all in the inn by the lighthouse, I think. And then there was one Scary Story to Tell in the Dark, which this one isn't a ghost story, but it's the High Beams one where, this girl's driving home and the car behind her keeps flashing the High Beams on. And she's like, what the fuck? And then he keeps following her. And so she's like, what is happening? Like, I'm scared. And then I'm pretty sure this bitch pulls up to her house, which I'm like, why would you go to your house?
Stupid.
Never. If someone's following you, go to a public place, not your house.
Call the police on your way.
But maybe
she
didn't.
I assume she had a cell phone. It was the early 90s.
Yeah. Probably not.
Car phone.
Like a car phone. And then she gets home and then she's like prepared to fight this person. Like, what the hell are you doing? And then he was like, there was somebody in your back seat and he looked like he had a knife. And so every time he raised up, I would flash my high beams. So you would look back and he'd get down. And then she like opens the back door and there's a knife and the person's gone. And
that's right.
Like, I do remember. Dun, dun, dun. I did like that one.
Yeah.
Now, still to this day, when someone flashes their high beams behind me, I'm like, fuck. I also always check check my back seats.
You should.
Because I'm paranoid.
Oh, fair. So. I also was a big fan of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, yeah.
Midnight Society.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, these scary stories that we're going to read to you today, some of them are a little bit longer, so we can bounce around.
Yeah.
But they, hopefully they're all good. They're ones that I had saved on Reddit from either the No Sleep subreddit or just horror or ghost stories. But most of them, I believe, come from No Sleep. And so because when I get bored, I just read them. Now, I will say I did just recently re-download Reddit on my phone, and then I remembered I had those. And so I haven't read any in a while, but I imagine if they were saved, I must have liked them. It was also probably saved so I could come back to it.
Yeah.
So I think if I didn't like it, I would remove it from my saved. So hopefully I did that. And we just got to pay attention, make sure, because a few of them are part like 3 of 4, you know? And so I just got to make sure it's not one of those.
I am so sorry, but I've got to pee.
Okay, pause.
Pause.
How do I pause it? This one?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. I just knew I was going to pee my pants.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Why am I locked in?
We're never leaving again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a comedy.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now
mean nothing more than me. I'm an animal. I'm gonna play a song for y'all. It's from Haikyuu. You don't have to put that in. it's a TikTok edit for some Haikyuu. Just it's putting Haikyuu voices all in over that song. So all I can do is look at my Haikyuu memes.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Iwa-chan.
Okay.
I played him a Haikyuu song.
All right.
I just love how my whole photo roll is. It's like them in skirts. And
I really hate it.
Look how cute they are.
No. Yep. All right. Let's get started here.
They're the ones who are on my hoodie.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And we've restarted. We're back.
Love them. Anyways, so these are just some little ones that most of them are now pretty old. But then some of them I looked today and found some newer ones. And this one was cute and short. I don't know. Do you want to read this one?
Who started last week?
Me, but okay. Wait, you did.
Okay.
But you can read this one because I think it is nice and it will not scare you.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to them also.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to read it?
I don't care.
I don't want to read this one.
I mean, okay. Kay. That's what you really mean.
Ooh, I like this one. Okay. So these are, again, written on Reddit. So there's more than likely going to be some typos and broken English. So I will probably fuck up some words. And I just can't read. So this is from about a year ago, I believe. And it's from the r subreddit No Sleep. Oh, it's like r/. I think it is a writer called, oh fuck, it's long, I forgot. It's okay.
maybe we just each read one long one.
Maybe.
Okay.
I believe it is user Pippinacious.
Okay.
So that's fun. It's entitled Stray Kitten, and it won 2 awards. So good
what,
for it.
What awards?
Oh, you can like vote and stuff. And
oh, okay.
Hold, yeah. Okay. So, and it's got a lot of upvotes, I believe. 494. So that's like okay. It's not like the most, but anyways. So it's called Stray Kitten. It says, my friend followed me everywhere. She didn't have a name, so I called her Kitten. She didn't have a voice, so I spoke for her. She didn't have a body, so I let her use mine. Creepy. I found her under the old stone bridge on my way home from school. I don't know how. One minute she wasn't there, then she was. I didn't see her. I just felt her. This presence hovering over my shoulder. At first, I tried to pretend she wasn't there. Like it was just my imagination playing tricks because I'd stay up late watching those scary movies I wasn't allowed to see. Then I tried walking faster. Kitten walked faster too, even though she had no legs. Then I ran. Kitten stayed behind me. She followed me all the way home and up into my room. Thankfully, she didn't get under the covers with me. I think that might have really set us off on the wrong foot if she had. I waited. She waited. The room felt sad with Kitten in it. Not scary, not evil, sad. It made me feel a bit guilty cowering there while she hung out in the corner, radiating loneliness. Finally, I peeked out. I didn't see her, but I knew she was there. Hello? I said. She didn't answer, but the mood lightened a bit. I asked her if she wanted to play. The air tingled with the light. We spent the day running around my backyard until my parents called me in for dinner. I invited Kitten to join us, but she was gone again, and I went inside alone. Mom asked who I was playing with. I said it was my new friend. When she asked for their name, I realized I didn't know. I couldn't have a friend with no name. Our cat Waffles was perched on his tower in the living room watching us eat, and I blurted out, Kitten! Mom thought it was cute. Dad shook his head at hippie parents giving their kids Fruit Loop names.
Great.
I worried that I'd never see Kitten again and fretted over her disappearance. I'd be like, oh, fuck, that bitch gone good.
Mm-hmm. Girl, bye.
As sudden as her arrival had been while I brushed my teeth, was she mad at me? Had I done something to upset her? I switched off the bathroom light and went to my room. I felt her as soon as I crawled under my blankets. Her contentment seeped out from under the bed and surrounded me like an extra layer, warm and safe. I smiled into my pillows, glad that my friend had come back. Night, night, Kitten. No answer.
Just she's in her bed?
No, she's under the bed.
I'm sorry. I just got a weird... That's why. Okay. All right. I see. Okay. I'm sorry. Go on. Under the bed.
Yeah, she's under the bed. Which is not much better.
Not more comforting.
Yeah. It says, she said, night, night, Kitten. And then she put, no answer, just a continued hug of her nearness. I woke up standing over my parents' bed. I was staring down at my mom and she was looking sleepily up at me. And something wrong, sweetie? She whispered. I said no and left. Kitten followed. I got back into my bed and frowned, trying to remember getting up in the first place. Kitten was at the foot of my bed. Was it you? I asked. Silence. Did you make me get up? The air shivered. I'm not mad. You just got to ask first. Just like, oh, bitch, don't get inside my goddamn body. There was a rustle. It felt like leaves caught in a gentle breeze. We had an agreement. Kitten was shy in the beginning. She only liked using my body after I'd gone to sleep. Usually I'd wake up in my parents. Usually I'd wake up in my parents' doorway like she'd been watching them sleep or in front of the fridge with the taste of whatever she'd been eating still in my mouth. I just tiptoe back to bed and tell her no more midnight snacks. They made my tummy hurt. It was a rainy
This game's fair.
It was a rainy day the first time she wanted to use my body while I was awake. I didn't know where I'd go while she was in it.
Oh.
I didn't know where I'd go while she was in it, so it made me a little nervous. The room got heavy with her sadness. I agreed, just because I didn't like it when my friend was sad. I sat on the couch, not really... What is he doing? I sat on the couch, not really sure what to expect, and a cool sensation washed up my legs and into my stomach, like I was stepping into a pool. Little by little, I felt myself beginning to float away, except my body stayed where it was, while the inside of me got further away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
I stayed up in the corner of the living room while Kitten took my body and ran outside. No boots, no coat. She just threw her arms wide and splashed through the rain. I could only watch through the picture window. Also, like, bitch, she can never come back. She'd be like, bye.
Yeah.
My body was soaking wet and wearing the biggest grin I'd ever seen when she finally came in with it. We switched places and I hurried to take a hot shower. She stayed behind. It took a long time beneath the water to get the cold out of my bones. She was bolder about asking to use my body the next time. Dad had raked the leaves into a big pile in the front yard and she'd hung out about as I jumped into it and rolled around. She wanted to turn. I could feel it in the excited way the air crackled. She blah, blah, blah. She put, okay, I told her, but not so long this time. You made it really cold. Which is like, ugh. I stayed up in the tree branches above a pile while she threw herself into it with my body. She stayed longer than she had before until my mom called me for dinner. Getting back in was harder than I remembered, and I had to use all my concentration to force the inside me back into my body. I could feel Kitten sulking like a damp towel across my shoulders. My teeth clattered against...
Yeah, she wants to keep your fucking body.
Yeah. My teeth clattered against my fork the entire meal. Mom made me take a bath and gave me cold medicine before sending me to bed early. I don't know if I want to keep sharing, I whispered at the empty corner of my... I whispered at the empty corner of my room. The air bristled. I don't like how it feels after you've had it. But Kitten became more pushy. Every night I'd find myself somewhere new. Sometimes inside, sometimes out, and each time I managed to wake up, it was later than the night before.
What? Bitch, aren't you breaking the agreement now?
Yeah.
Kitten?
She's not asking. During the day, I had become sluggish and pale. It was hard to hold my head up. I was feeling less and less like me, and more like a shadow trying to operate the complicated, exhausting machine that was my body. All the while, Kitten never went far. My parents noticed that I was doing poorly. I was taken to a doctor, but he just said I needed more sleep. I didn't want to sleep, though. I wanted to take Kitten back to the bridge and leave her there. Bye, bitch. I made it as far as the couch before I slumped down, too tired to go further. Kitten loomed nearby, emitting such excitement and glee that the hairs on my arms stood up. Go away, I mumbled. I felt that stepping into a pool sensation, except instead of being cool, it was like daggers of ice tearing at my flesh as I plunged into a freezing, rushing river. The inside of me was ripped from my body and thrown away from it.
Oh, no.
Kitten smiled with my face. Sorry, she said in my voice, not sounding sorry at all, but being alive is so much better than dead. I couldn't respond. For a long time, I couldn't even move. I had to stay up in the corner of my living room watching Kitten pretend to be me. I knew she knew I was there. She could feel me. She could feel how much I hated her, but she ignored me, and she never invited me to use my body. Her body. I tried to get my parents' attention and tell them that that wasn't me, but they didn't even know I was there. They explained all of Kitten's new behaviors away as growing pains and getting older, and all I could do was watch. Time meant nothing. Kitten got older in my body. My parents got older. I stayed the same. I learned to drift about, but I had no name, no voice, no body. And when my parents moved out with Kitten, I had no one. A family of four moved into what had always been my home. A dad, a mom, and two young girls, Laurel and Evie. I watched them the same as I had watched my family. They worked, they went to school, they ate dinner together every night, and I was with them for all of it. Then one night, little Laurel peeked out from under her brightly covered bedspread and looked in my direction.
Bitch.
Hello, she whispered. Happiness like I had never known flooded through me, and the room warmed around me. For the first time in a long time, someone knew I was there. And for the first time in a long time, I had hope. Kitten was right. Being alive is much better than being dead. I just hope that wherever she is, Laurel's been able to forgive me. Isn't that good?
That was good.
I like that one. It's not like too terribly creepy, yeah. But then I also don't like the fact that there could be people waiting outside to take my body.
Yeah. I don't know many people that do like that idea. Yeah.
Did you watch Behind Her Eyes?
No.
Oh.
I haven't.
It gives me major that vibes.
Oh.
So, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one says, never buy antiques on the black market. You never know what demonic entities.
Not read that.
Okay. Oh, this one is. Oh, wait. No, this one might have some trigger warnings. Never mind. We don't want to do that one. My friend lives in an abandoned house and I'm trying to get him out of there.
Okay.
Or do not fall asleep. I'm really regretting moving into this new house. What?
Oh, let's see that. As a kid, I really enjoyed Don't Look Under the Bed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Disney, the DCOM. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite. I bought it as an adult.
I watched it on iTunes. Not long ago.
It's on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
No one ever knows that movie.
I know.
I had the biggest crush on her best friend.
The imaginary friend. Yep. Yeah,
he's so cute. Mm-hmm. I was always like, oh, my God. And then I watched back and I was like, he's so cute.
Yeah.
So cutie. I had good taste.
So.
Except for when I was attracted to what's his face from Halloween Town. The guy with the big nose who's in love with Marnie. He's kind of a dick at first, and he's like all cool.
I don't remember what he looked like.
Oh, he looked cute, like normal. But then I was like, still like, I guess you'd still be okay, even with his like troll face.
So
my taste is terrible. I also had a crush on Jafar. So
I would say your taste is not great.
That doesn't make sense for a 5-year-old.
Well, you know. That's true.
Yeah. I also had a crush on Aladdin and Jasmine. All of them.
Cool. So this one's called I'm Really Regretting Moving Into This New House. And it is also the No Sleep subreddit. And it is Oddity223 from a year ago. Recently, I moved into a new house. Oh, I'm sorry. Recently, I moved to a new town and ended up moving into my roommate's house, James. My roommate James's house. Mm. He owned this house for 17 years, but recently got laid off at his job. Yep. And needed a roommate to help with bills. I was looking for a change of scenery and had quite a bit of money saved up. So I figured I'd move to another town and start fresh. Never a great idea.
Nope.
I saw the ad James put up on Facebook Marketplace. I know, stupid place to find a roommate, and sent him a message. After exchanging messages for about a week, we planned on this past Sunday, the 23rd, for us to meet up and I could check his place out. Once I got there, I noticed right away the place was really big and he even had 13 acres of property I would have access to. James himself was about 40 years old and seemed like a really cool guy, so I made the decision right then that I'd like to move in. I even offered him to pay the first 2 months of all the bills to allow him to get some money built back up into his bank account. That made him pretty happy and asked when I'd be interested in moving in. 2 days later, I'm unloading the U-Haul with my belongings. It was a pretty hectic day, to say the least, and by 8 o'clock, I was exhausted. What the fuck? I decided to lay down and finish unpacking the next day. After laying in bed, playing on my phone for half an hour or so, I heard James talking in the other room. At first, I figured he was just talking to someone on the phone and paid no mind to it. Then I overheard something he said, and it caught my attention. No, he's here. He looks so fresh, too. He sounded super excited.
Oh, that's right.
I put my phone down and listened a little more closely. Of course he'll join. Besides, does he really have a choice? He erupted in laughter after finishing his sentence. What the fuck does that mean? I was a little creeped out at this point, but not super alarmed. Why? Why weren't you super alarmed?
I would have been super alarmed.
Be super alarmed at Always. All times. I mean.
Everything's scary.
He could have been talking about anyone and anything. No, he couldn't. I had no idea who he was talking to and what about. So I continued to play on my phone, but still listened for anything else that sounded weird. After a little while, he fell silent again. That's when I first got a feeling of dread, like something bad was going to happen. I got up and went to find James to see what he was up to. Hey, James. I called out. The house was incredibly quiet, like I was the only one home. He never did answer back. James, I called out a little louder. Still nothing. I walked up to his bedroom door and knocked. As soon as I knocked, I heard him snickering, like he was a toddler playing a game of hide and seek and I was about to find him. Ugh. I stared at the door confused. Why the hell would he snicker because I knocked on the door? Just as I was about to knock again, I heard something from downstairs in the living room. It was the front door opening. Hey, man, I'm back. I stood in shock as I heard James shout from the living room as he came in from outside. I speed walked away from his door and practically ran down the flight of stairs. You okay? He asked as I came racing into the living room. Where were you? I asked, panting. I told you I had to run to town, he said with scrunched eyebrows. You mean you weren't here, like, at all? My heart began to beat a little faster. No, left like an hour ago. He looked a little weirded out at my questions. Dude, I swear to God there was someone here. I heard them talking on the phone. I was pretty worked up at this point. What? He shook his head. I explained in detail exactly what happened while he stood there looking at me like I was a lunatic. Maybe you dozed off and didn't realize it? He tried to reason. I was awake, I swear to God. I was practically shouting, go look in your room. Wait, you went in my room? His expression turned to anger. No, I didn't go in your room. I knocked on the door, that's it. Then I heard someone snickering in there. I thought it was you. I threw my hands in the air, getting frustrated myself. James didn't look convinced, but decided to go have a look anyway. He probably wanted to make sure he didn't steal anything. Mm-hmm. I followed closely behind, expecting a murderer to pop out and slice us up at any second. Once we got to his room, he slowly opened the door and peeked his head in looking around. Yeah, there's no one, man, he sighed. I felt embarrassed. I stood there looking like a loon. I know what I heard, though. Had I dreamt it? I'm gonna grab a beer, watch some TV before bed, he said, walking past me. I went to my room, wondering what the fuck it was I heard. Eventually, I decided I must have been dozing off or just hearing things. Maybe there was a TV playing, and that's what I heard. After playing on my phone for another hour or so, what? Do you only have a phone?
Yeah.
I finally got sleepy enough to go to bed. I put my phone down and rolled over, passing out from the exhaustion of moving all day. A few hours later, I woke up to pressure on my bed next to me.
Nope.
Why? Always. I groggily rolled over to see what caused my bed to sink down, and I shrieked at what I saw. James was literally an inch from my face. His mouth hung open as drool was dripping steadily onto my bed. His eyes wide open and bloodshot, I scrambled to get away, falling off the bed in the process. Then the light flicked on, and I couldn't believe my eyes.
The light.
Yep. I couldn't figure out if it was like fight, flight.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. And then I was like,
no, the light flicked on and I couldn't believe my eyes. James, standing in my doorway, looking tired and annoyed. Dude, what the fuck are you doing? He was clearly not happy. I sat silent for a minute, trying to register what the fuck just happened. James stood staring at me, waiting for a response. I don't know. I was having a nightmare, then woke up on the floor. I lied. James stood glaring at me for a minute before closing my door and walking back to his room. I was left alone once again and wondered what the fuck just happened. I was really starting to regret my decision to move here at this point. I got back up and laid in bed, leaving my light on. I was freaked out and wasn't about to lay in the damn dark. I eventually dozed back off because when I woke up, it was light out. I got up and dressed and then went downstairs. I needed to apologize to James for being so skittish yesterday and last night. I found him in the kitchen making breakfast. Hey, good morning, I said sheepishly. I have so much spit in my mouth. Morning, he replied without even turning around. Sorry, it probably sounded more like morning.
Morning, bitch.
Yeah, morning, asshole. Hey, sorry about last night and yesterday. I don't know what happened, man. I must have just been overly exhausted from the move or something, I said after a few awkward seconds of silence. Yeah, I guess so, he said with a chuckle, turning around. It was pretty awkward at first, but after about 10 minutes, we started to laugh over the whole thing. By the end of our conversation, I'd convinced myself that even that I was just exhausted and freaking myself out. The rest of the day went by pretty quickly as I had a lot of unpacking to do. Before I knew it, it was 9 p.m. and I was finishing the last of my stuff. James was up in his room watching TV or something when I first heard it, snickering. Coming from the kitchen, instantly goosebumps covered my body, and that same feeling of dread from before washed over me. I stood up slowly and started to walk over to the kitchen. I heard the snickering again as I got closer, only this time a little louder. I got to the kitchen and peeked around the corner. Just as I looked, I saw a shadow dart across the window really fast. I jumped back and ran upstairs to my room, locking the door behind me. I've been in here the last 45 minutes, so I decided to type this up. Every 10 minutes or so, I keep hearing that snickering right outside of my bedroom door. Mm-hmm. I'm really regretting moving here already. I don't know how much more I can take. If anyone has any ideas on what I can do, please give me some advice. I'll post again if more shit happens. Wish me luck.
Yeah, I love how most of it, I mean, I guess this could be stuff that's real, but I'm assuming all of these are works of fiction. But a lot of them are like that.
Yeah.
Where it's They're like in the heat of it.
Yeah.
Like the Hashaku-sama one. I said it right.
Uh-huh. You did.
that was written from that point of like that kind of point of view too.
Yeah.
And so he said at the end, he's like, even now I feel like I can hear the faint bop. Just creepy. Okay, I know I said I didn't want to read this one, but it's short, so I'm gonna read it.
Yeah.
And then we can be done. It's just called Sugar.
Okay.
This one is from the subreddit Ghost Stories. And it's Dada is King. It's written 9 days ago.
Okay.
So it's fresh. I like it. It's got one face. I don't know what that is. One award. Oh, one award.
One face.
It kind of looks like a little face, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Like a...
It looks like the Alone for or Forever Alone.
Yeah,
thing.
It's like that little meme.
Or it's
face.
A cat. It's a cat.
Oh, it is sleeping. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah. Anyways, so this one's short and sweet, and it's like I feel like your standard kind of haunted, ghosty story. So it's entitled Sugar. It says, "I moved into a new house in a new town in a new state. Wow, they went far. I'm a recently divorced woman and not used to being on my own after 7 years of marriage. Me and my ex never had kids, so it made the process a little easier. I did my best to make sure I put as many miles between us as I could afford. I don't know anyone in town, and my neighbors are pretty quiet. Nobody even welcomed me to the neighborhood. But maybe I'm expecting too much from strangers.
You are.
I fucking hate when people introduce themselves to me. I'm like, yeah. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
Do not talk to
me. You're expecting too much.
Yeah. I mean, I get
welcome to 2021.
Yeah. I'm like, you bring me a casserole, I'm throwing it in trash because you could have poisoned it. I don't know.
No, I'd still take the
yeah,
casserole.
I probably would still eat it.
But if you could just leave it on my doorstep.
Yeah.
That'd
give me,
be great.
Give me a pie.
Don't
yeah, I don't
want
to talk
bell.
To you.
Yeah. Just give me free food.
Just give me food and then you can go away with a little note and I'll write a little sign back in my window saying, fuck off.
Thanks.
Go away. Thanks for the food though. Anyways. The house next door to me looks vacant on the exterior, but I notice lights on through my kitchen window at night that faces the house. I thought nothing of it until my second day there at dusk. I got a knock on my front door. I didn't know who to expect, seeing as how nobody knows I'm here. I opened the door, and it was an old man, maybe late 70s or early 80s, greeting me with a friendly smile. Yes? How may I help you? I said in a friendly but confused manner. I'm sorry to bother you, he
Weren't
said.
Were you just bitching that your neighbors didn't come
yeah,
over?
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, you kind of wanted this.
And now you're like, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry to bother you, he said, but I was wondering if you had any sugar I can borrow. I wanted a hot cup of tea before bed, but I neglected to go to the grocery store. I smiled out of the sheer cuteness of a nice old man borrowing sugar from a neighbor. No bother at all, sir. If you wait right here, I'll go get you a few cups so you won't have to go to the store so soon. He smiled a little wider and said, thank you. It really means a lot to me. I left the door open as he waited for me on the porch to get the sugar. I walked in the kitchen past the window facing his house and vaguely noticed his light was on. I opened my cabinet and measured out 2 cups of sugar and put it in one of the 3 Tupperware bowls I brought from my last house and sealed it up. I then walked back to the front door. Here you go, sir. But he was gone.
Uh-oh.
I walked a little further on the porch to look for him and nothing. He wasn't even standing in his yard. I walked over and knocked on his door to see if he still wanted or needed the sugar when I noticed the lights were off in his house. Nobody answered the door. I walked back to my house kind of worried and kind of irritated at the same time with this man wasting my time. I was like, you need to put out a silver alert.
You didn't have to open the door.
Yeah, you could have said, ooh, weird. Maybe I'm just frustrated because he was the first smiling face I've seen in a few months after the divorce I went through. Being needed for something as small as sugar meant the world to me at this time. But regardless, I went back to the kitchen to put the Tupperware bowl in the cabinet in case he came back. When I noticed that the bag of sugar was put back in the cabinet and the cabinet was closed, I didn't understand. I left it out in my hurry to get back to the door. Even the little bit that I had spilled on the counter was cleaned up. I paused as I tried to remember if I did it before I went back outside, but no, I couldn't have. The next day, I planned to go to the store. As I'm leaving the house, about to get in the car, I was greeted by a lady who told me she lives across the street. She introduced herself and asked me how I was enjoying the neighborhood so far. I told her I've only met two so far, but you both seem very nice. She said, then, well, thank you. And asked who the first person I met was. I told her, the older man who lives next door. He came to borrow sugar last night. Her face turned pale as she stared directly in my eyes for about...
Dun, dun, dun! Go on.
Yes. Her face turned pale as she stared directly in my eyes for about 2 seconds before she asked, which neighbor?
Okay, staring in your eyes for 2 seconds is not as dramatic as you think it is. That's more than 2 seconds.
I know, that'd have to be. She needs to put like 5. I pointed at the house he lived in, and her breathing got labored. Yeah, there was a typo. Okay. She placed her hand on her chest and said, nobody lives there anymore. An old man lived there for about 30 years alone. No wife, no kids, just drinking tea in his den. She pointed at the room that faces my kitchen that I see lit up every night and said, in that room there. He would come ask us for sugar every now and then as well. I interrupted, what do you mean he doesn't live there anymore? He just came to my door last night. That den light has been on every single night. You've been there 2 nights. I slightly panicked. But what she said next, I never expected. Sweetie, he died 3 months ago before she wished me well and walked away confused.
She's like,
bitch, he dead.
He dead. Bye. See ya.
I went back in the house thinking about what she said and feeling frightened, but not as scared as you'd think I'd be. I'm actually kind of happy that a lonely soul needed a lonely soul like me, even after death. Now I keep the sugar out in case a friendly old man ever needs it. So I thought it was kind of sweet, but then also like, yeah. I feel like maybe she just invited him in, which is a little bit scary.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But yeah, so that is that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we need to, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's all.
All right, that's it. So we are in the Rogue Media Studios.
Yeah, new studio.
That's right.
Fun.
Forever new studio.
Forever new.
It's forever gonna nudio. Be
forever new.
Sounds like it's a nude studio.
Titties out.
We do want to thank our patrons.
Oh, yeah, we have some.
They are Amanda and Brian.
Oh, that sounded, I feel like he's, never mind.
What?
Brandon. What? It was just, you flipped the name. So I was like, ooh, it's new.
Jeffrey
and Shelby,
thank you guys for your support. If you want to support us, which you should and you could and would, you can go on to patreon.com/whatsyourexcusepodcast.
That's right.
Also, you can reach out to us and share your favorite ghost stories on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And that is What's Your Excuse Podcast with no spaces, no apostrophes, none of that shit.
Or you can email us.
Mm-hmm. Which is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
It's an email.
It's an email. So it's all one word.
Or you can shoot us a message on Facebook. And that is?
That's What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
That's right.
So that's it.
Here I'm an animal though. Anyways, yep, that's all, folks. That's at the end of it, a free episode anyways, so I can't say that. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming along for those not so terribly spooky stories, but still interesting.
Yeah.
Fun to read.
Yeah.
I guess it's a doppelganger situation happening in the second one. I don't know, but I don't like it. It's like, I feel like he's going to eat him, take his skin, and then there will be a second one of that guy around or something. I don't know. I can't tell. And I can't tell if the James guy was in on it either. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. That one confused me a little bit. But I remember being like, oh, yeah, I like that.
You know what I can tell? I have to pee again.
Oh. Well, have a great day.
Have a good week.
Have a good everything. Bye.
Bye. And stop being hateful.
Yeah.
What's your excuse? Be super alarmed at always. All times.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
All right.
I'm a piggy.
Great.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.